Hello, and welcome to, not more history. A bit of a strange one this week. We regret to inform you that we're not going to give you a normal episode, or indeed a full episode. Douglas Rattle here. I'm afraid I'm flying solo. Very briefly, long story short, Hugh, lovely Hugh Kennard, he took his twins to see, who was it? Let's have a look. Taylor Swift, yes, whoever she is, I think she's one of the pop stars at the moment. Anyway, yes, Hugh took the twins to see Taylor Swift perform live in an amphitheatre, which I suppose is historical, isn't it? In Bruges. Now, unfortunately, there was a very heavy thunderstorm, and the ferry in which they were on is currently adrift somewhere in the ocean. Now, I've heard word that everyone is fine. There were plenty of warm sausages and Ribena cartons and crisps for them all to eat until they're rescued. But they are currently bobbing up and down. And of course, Hugh, his signal is non-existent and now his phone is dead. I don't believe they provide charges on C-Link. But all is well. That's the main thing. Hugh is well, the twins are well, and apparently the concert was okay. So no one's out of pocket, except for maybe C-Link after the massive legal suit that I expect all the passengers will file collectively. And I'll be following that legal proceeding with great interest. We can't provide you the normal service. We have lots planned. For heaven's sake, we've given you 30 hours of quality premium content so far. What more do you want, honestly? For now, you're just stuck with Douglas Rattle, PhD. Actually, while we're on the subject, I wanted to talk to you about a misunderstanding that was in the press recently. I was taken to task because I was falsely accused. Well, I was actually accused of falsely claiming that I had an MBE. Now, there was a misprint. I don't have an MBE, but I do have an MBA. So whilst I'm not privy to the inner workings of the British royalty or the House of Lords, I can tell you how to do a convincing comprehensive audit for the fiscal year. So I think that's probably for the best, really. But just to make it clear, I do not have an MBE yet. And the MBA, I mean, I'm not so bothered about it, really. I mean, it was just another qualification. I mean, I have plenty. I might as well keep them all in a drawer along with broken Walkmans and cables for the phone, which I should have lent, really, to Hugh when he set off on his foolhardy errand to pop, you know. But there we are. What am I doing? I mean, it's so silly. Normally, where is it all? Normally, Hugh does all this. You know, you don't realise how much you use your right arm until it's adrift in the ocean, do you? So what should we do? I've got some letters here. I wish we got letters. I wish people would take the time to actually get out the Basildon Bond, get a nice pen, Parker or otherwise, and just write us a nice old-fashioned missive. You know, it's what we do on this show. And yet, we keep getting tweets and messages and whatnot. So I'll read out a couple we have here. This is from @horseshoe_face. And they've tweeted, "Dear Douglas and Hugh, love the pod." It's podcast, actually, but whatever. "Love the pod. Please, please do something a bit more recent." Now, listen, history is a broad church. History could be something that happened millennia ago. It could be something that just happened. The thing I just said is technically history. So, I mean, recent is relative. We do our best to cover all subjects across a broad time span. We've done Cleopatra, we've done the gladiators, we've done King Arthur, who, let's be honest, didn't even bloody exist. And we've also done more recent things. But I should warn you that when we do more recent things, the interest levels drop off, as does the downloads. So, for instance, we did, very early on in the series, do an episode about what Hugh had for breakfast, because it was technically history. And we noticed a massive, massive spike of interest when that was announced about 10 seconds in, after the musical Sting. And then it just plummeted when we got to the subject matter, and it turns out he just likes toast and Cocoa Pops. You know, I'll be honest, I was hoping for something a bit more interesting, maybe some sort of black pudding or something. Something a bit more Georgian would have been nice. I mean, you just have to look at Hugh to know he's not a well man. He doesn't mind me saying this because he knows. And so I was expecting him to have some kind of, you know, morning meal akin to something Dr. Johnson would have had, you know, pint of port, rum and coke, stir-fried turkey, something like that, you know. But no, it was just Cocoa Pops. So there, I hope that answers your question. That's why we don't do anything more recent. I have another one here. Where is it gone? Here it is, yeah. So this was another tweet. This is from @JimmyJimmy. I'm surprised there's only one Jimmy Jimmy. I thought it'd be something like @JimmyJimmy974 or something. But no, @JimmyJimmy, so he was there first. Well done. Got your handle in. @JimmyJimmy writes, Dear Hugh, I really enjoy all the input you make to the show. It's really what keeps everything together. You are the glue, and to be honest, I really feel, actually on reflection, that Douglas is a bit of a freeloading, but... And it cuts out due to the character limit. I know what they're trying to say. I think that you are probably accusing me of not pulling my weight. And you know what? Sometimes I don't pull my weight. I'm very busy. I did a talk once in Sweden. And I think anyone who's done a talk in Sweden will know that that takes a lot out of you. And I had to lie down for several months after that. And Hugh had to, you know, do a lot of the heavy lifting. And he is the spine. I'm realizing this now. He is the backbone of this podcast. @JimmyJimmy, I will work harder. I will contribute more. And I think I'll take a little bit of pressure off Hugh. You know, as my father used to say, if you don't do anything properly, you're useless, utterly useless, and you have no place in this family. And, you know, those are words I stick by, and I've imparted this to my boys, and the eldest has taken it in good stead. The youngest, I mean, he just cries about it, really, but, you know, I just think that's because he's young and immature. So, I think that's all the readings we're going to do. Thanks for listening. I hope to bring you good news when you know, whatever's left of Hugh and the twins washes ashore. I'm kidding. He's not in any danger. You know, he's going to be here, and we're going to be back with another proper length episode of, oh no, not more history over there. I'm very excited about the things we're going to be covering. So have a great week, and we'll be back very soon with something that will tickle your fancy, and it's something we've not done before, and I'm going to give you a little hint as to what it's about. History for You with Douglas and Hugh was created, performed, written, produced by Adrian McKinder and James Devonshire, with music by Mike Jones. You can find us on social media. Of course, we're on X, formerly known as Twitter, @History4UPod. That's the number 4, the letter U. You can also find us on Facebook, which is a History for You podcast. Follow us, give us a like. Drop us a suggestion if you can think of anything you'd like to hear us cover. We're more than happy to oblige, as we've done in the past. Don't forget, there's a whole raft of back episodes to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. So check them out if you haven't done so already. And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.